living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So can lifestyle changes manage pain? Can it really be that simple? Well, come on, nothing's that simple. The body's very complicated. But changing your lifestyle to include more exercise, better diet to reduce pain is tough, but it is well worth it. My guest, Dr. Reza Ghorbani, believes it's an essential part of leading a pain-free life. Dr. Ghorbani, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. You know, in your book, by the way, awesome book, very easy to read. I know it's probably doing very well simply because of that. And of course, pain is such a huge issue for everybody. The title is Secrets to a Pain-Free Life. You wrote, and I'm going to quote because I took this right out of your book because it caught my attention. You wrote, pain is simultaneously a disease and a symptom. What does that really mean?
Well, that's absolutely correct. I think pain could be a symptom of, for example, you playing football and you pull a muscle or you hurt your knee on the ground. And that would be a symptom of a pain. But pain itself, when it turns to chronic pain, can become a disease itself. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't consider pain as a disease itself. And they say, well, you know what, your pain should go away after, you know, being injured for a couple of days or a couple of weeks. And there are some people that, unfortunately, when they have developed this disease, the pain continues more, you know, longer than the duration that it really should have been recovered if it was just a symptom. And my job as a pain management specialist has been try to correct that disease, that pain disease.
Right. So you focus a lot in the book on some of the lifestyle choices that we make. Some of them are actually good ones that can help pain, but then there's also some lifestyles that maybe we are following that could exacerbate pain. What are some of the things that you tell your patients definitely not to do when it comes to lifestyle?
Well, you know, the first thing that, Mike, I tell my patients is that, you know, don't accept pain as part of your aging process or as part of your result of a routine daily activity or exercise that you do. Unfortunately, you know, I see patients every day. They come to me after suffering from pain for a long time and not realizing that, you know, something could have been done about it. I strongly believe in prevention, and some of the things that I tell, you know, my patients is if you do something and it hurts, again, that could be, you know, the symptom, and try to figure out why is it hurting and try to, you know, fix the source of it. For example, let's say you have arthritis in your knee. And you start running and jogging, and that starts causing pain. Well, that's sort of your body's telling you something is happening. You're going to pay attention to it. And that's when you need to really focus on treating that pain and then continue doing your running. Unfortunately, you can treat it yourself with the, you know, regular remedies that are around or, you know, regular lifestyle changes. Then you need to consult a physician or an expert to help you with that. One of the simple things is weight gain.
Weight gain, right. There's definitely a connection with weight and pain. How often do you find people with chronic pain, if they just lose some weight, that really helps out a lot?
Well, absolutely. I think a lot of times my patients, when they lose weight, they can see the difference. Not only it makes them feel good about themselves and you know, going out and doing things, but I see a lot of people with back problems. And having increased weight, it really puts a lot of pressure on your discs in your spine, in your joints in your spine, and other joints in your body, as you know, such as knee that we were just talking about. So that's a huge plus if you can control your weight.
Right. Not necessarily the easiest thing to do for people, but we know that it has, you know, tremendous success, even better than, you know, long term than some of the prescription drugs that people take. What about the connection between stress and pain? And have you found that if people can follow some, you know, some stress reduction type behaviors, does that also work to help with chronic pain?
Excellent point, Dr. Mike. You know, pain and stress, they kind of go through a vicious cycle. I have a lot of patients come to my office who have been suffering from pain. Pain, especially chronic pain, can lead into anxiety, depression. It can affect your relationship with your family members, your coworkers, and it's another. It can lead into disability, and pain is number one cause of disability in this country. So by reducing stress and little things like making a routine daily activity, a daily schedule, can really reduce your stress. And by reducing the stress, you can actually see how it's affecting your perception of pain.
Okay. So let's think about, so here's what we've covered so far. We know that lifestyles can affect pain. We know that we need to really work with our doctors to discover really what's causing the pain. We know losing weight can help. We just talked about stress reduction. You know, Dr. Gabbani, it's interesting when if you are a heart patient and you go to a cardiologist, well, I would hope this would happen, that they would set you on a nice diet that might help your heart. Is there a specific pain diet, let's say? Are there certain foods that you like to teach your patients to eat more than other foods that can also help?
Well, number one, if my patients are overweight, I'll try to work with various dietitian and nutritionists with the patient, try to lose the excess weight. But on a regular basis, I tell patients to avoid pro-inflammatory diet and food. A lot of people talk about what's good for you to eat, but they don't focus on what could be bad and what could actually exacerbate pain. Sugar and natural sweetener is actually one of the worst things that you can use in your, let's say, coffee or in a daily food that you consume, because sugar can be a pro-inflammatory part in your body, in your system. And inflammation is the cause of pain, being nerve pain, joint pain, such as arthritis, or muscle pain. So avoid sugary products.
Yeah, and so a lot of those, and that's hard to do because, as you know, sugary products are everywhere in our diet. And so what I hear you saying, the way I translate that, and tell me if you don't agree, and that's fine, to me that means trying to go towards more fresh foods. You know, we have to move away from the prepackaged stuff. You know, we need to go from the, you know, when you come into a grocery store, you know, most of your prepackaged stuff is right there as you walk in. We need to go to the outside part of the grocery, to the outside aisles where the fresh foods are, and that can help there. Let me ask you about supplements specifically. I had success. I hurt my back many, many years ago playing basketball when I was younger, and even way back then, this is about 20 years ago, a friend of mine gave me tart cherry extract, and it worked really well for my chronic pain, and I still use it today when my back kind of kicks in a little bit. Do you have any of your favorite supplements that you've found to be helpful for your patients?
Oh, absolutely. As far as regular food that you can buy in grocery store, you can use as a supplement, I think cherries that you mentioned is wonderful, red grapes. You know, spinach, fresh fruit, generally speaking, is very good. You know, fish, cold water fish, as far as the meat goes, mm-hmm. That's very good. It has a lot of omega 3 and 6 and some other anti-inflammatory ingredients in it, which is very good for you. And then when it comes to spices, a lot of people don't pay attention to spices. And spices can be very good that you use in your cooking. Similar examples of spices include turmeric and rosemary and ginger. These are some of the ingredients that you can use in your everyday cooking, or things like ginger tea or regular ginger you have with your sushi.
So the book is called Secrets to a Pain-Free Life. Where can people purchase the book?
Currently, it's available on Amazon.com and very shortly on BarnesandNobles.com.
Awesome. So when we come back, we're going to keep the conversation going about pain, and we're going to talk about something that I like and use a lot, and that's Boswellia. So stick around to learn about this medicinal plant. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.